We are learning Mesechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Dalet Omid Beis, and we are starting a brand new Mishnah on top of Daf Ayin Dalet Omid Beis. Zok the Mishnah, Gas Shal Even Shizofso Oivichovim Menagva Vitayru. We have here a wine press. Now, this gas is the place where they keep the grapes, and they're going to smash the grapes in this gas. And we want it to be watertight. There has to be no liquid should seep through it. So therefore, they coat the inside with pitch. Now the pitch has certain fumes, and therefore you put wine on it in order to take away the kutra, Rashi says. Lavuri kutra the zifsa, like the smoke, it means the fumes of the zifsa, they poured some wine. Now if a guy did this zifisa, he placed his pitch, he used his wine, and now you have a problem of yayin esek in the gas. So what do you do? So it's very simple. If it's a gas shel even, if it's stone, the stone itself does not absorb anything. And the only question is if the zephes absorbs some wine. So menagva v'hi tahira. Menagva means you clean it with water and ash, the efer. And that makes it fine. That's kashering it. V'shel eitz, if it's eitz. So Rebbe Yemer, same thing. Menagva, just use mayim v'efer. V'chom Yemer, no. There already, the eitz, already the zephes of, it needs more zephes for eitz, it needs more, because eitz is water zips through it. Therefore, it needs more zephes, it needs more pitch. And since it needs more pitch, it swallows more. Therefore, it has a problem of having yayin eser in it. Therefore, yiklof is a zephes. You have to peel off the zephes. Not enough to use this cleaning of nigov. Vishal cheres, there it's worse, because there not only is the zephes absorbed, the cheres itself absorbs. So after you call off as a zephes, harezu asur, it's still asur. And this sounds like it's kuliyam, it's not even a machlokes. Everyone agrees by cheres, it's asur. And what's the eitzah? You have to do milu v'iri, a way we learned earlier on, a way of kashering cheres. You fill it up with water for 24 hours, then you empty it, again 24 hours, and you empty it again 24 hours, empty it. It's called milu v'iri, and that will help that it should kasher out the cheres. So we have three levels. We have Evan, Eitz, and Cheres. Evan l'kuli alma, with Zephes, it works with Nigo, which is Mayim and Efer. Eitz, Rebbe says Mayim and Efer works. Chomes, you have to be Koylef the Zephes, because a lot of Zephes absorbs a lot. And Cheres, if the Koylef is a Zephes, not enough, because the Cheres itself absorbs some of the wine.
Yeah. If we're having the Zephes, what's the difference between Eitz and
Because Rashi, you have to put more. Eitz, you have to put more zephes. You put more, because Eitz, you have to put more zephes to make it watertight. It needs more zephes. Since it needs more zephes, it absorbs more. You can't just clean it with nigov. It won't work with just that. Zotah Gemara, Amar Rava, this halacha, that, let's say, by Evan or Eitz, that it's a problem. Dafka zofsa. Dafka, if you put pitch. Aval dorachba, if it's tam, you crush the grapes in a regular wood or Evan gas without any pitch, is loy, then it doesn't have to be, doesn't need niguv. All you need is hadacha, means washing it out. What if it was washed out? You don't have to use mayim and efer. Why? Because nothing absorbs. Zot the Gemara, pshita, obviously, it says zafsa. Tanan, I'm just zafsa. Maote mu'ad in the field of darach, even just crushing grapes in it enough to make it awesome. If I don't use zafsa, or chodemos akhtani, that says zafsa, because that's the normal way. Normal thing to do is that you put zephes in it, kamash law. No, it's dafka. The only time it needs niguv and not hadacha, it needs niguv, which is more than hadacha, it's dafka when it has zephes, when it has pitch. Ikadamri, there's another version. According to Rashi and Tosfos, this Ikadamri is not arguing on the first lashon. It's a different lashon, but a halacha that stems with the first halacha. So the first halacha is that if you don't have zephes and you cross grapes in eights, it's enough with hadacha, just washing it down. Only when it has zephes, you have to do niguv. Ikadamri amarava dafka zofsa alone, and just put wine just to help out the zephes. Avadarachba, if you crushed grapes in something that has zephes, and the guy did it, now the guy touched that wine, so now that wine is aser, loy sagi lo beniguv. It's not enough niguv. Which means that if it's zofsa and then you crush grapes in it, there it goes in more, it absorbs even more, and then it's not enough benigov, you need kiluf. So for example, that's what Rav is saying. So he's saying a new chumrah, that's, here's a case with zephes, and you used it for crushing. Usually the zephes, the problem is I just use wine to take away the fumes. Here, not only do you take away wine to do the fumes, the guy actually produced wine in it, and the wine is yayin esek. So now it absorbs more, because darachba. So then, you need more than niguv, you need kiluf. Avadarach balei sagil of a niguv. So we're pshita, zafsa, tanan. It says, all says zafsa, I don't say that you crushed it. Ma'otem hu adin afil darach balei. Haitun zafsa, orcha de milsa, it's just saying orcha de milsa. That You have wine in this case. And love dafkazovsa every case, even if he crushed it. Kamash law and dafkazovsa of darach balo'o isagile with niguf. It's not enough with niguf. So it comes out from Rava, we have three levels. We're going by case of Evan or Eitz, let's say. If you don't put pitch on it, just washing out is enough. If you have pitch, then you need niguf, which is mayim and efer. If you're darach ba and pitch, then it needs already kiluf. And the Mar brings a riot to the story. Kahu does to this halacha of Rava. Second, from, it brings a riot from a story to the second halacha of Rava. Kahu does so lekamed Rav Chia. A person came to Rav Chia, to the Rav. He says, "I need someone to kasher my gas." Omalei havli gavro the dochli matzar toy. Give me someone who will purify my matzar toy. Get your kasher it. Omalei so Rav Chia told his Talmud Rav, actually his nephew as well. Omle the Rav Zil Bahade, go with this person and kasher it for him. V'chazi d'loy mitzav chaslay v'medrasha. But make sure you do a good job. No one should scream at you when you come back to Reis Medrash. What do you do? Ozal he got there. Chazi d'av shiur tfei. It was very smooth. So he figured if it's very smooth, so all it needs is niguv. It doesn't need more than that. Omle havade v'niguv sagile. All it needs is niguv. Because this was had pitch in it, but pitch is usually enough with niguv. And he sees it very smooth. He says, "Yeah, for sure." And it was very smooth. Also, it looked like no one crushed any grapes in it, because then it would get a little cracks in it. It looked very smooth. As he was walking around examining the gas, he saw on the bottom of the gas a crack, and in that crack was wine. Ooh, he sees that here, niguv is not going to work. It's not going to be enough for niguv. El bekiluf, it needs kiluf. That's what my uncle told me, Rav Chia. If he would have just not done like a quick look, he would have just done niguv, and that was a mistake. It really needed kiluf. So he says, that's what my uncle told me, that you shouldn't scream at me in the base medrash, that you should make sure I do a good job. And this is like Rava's case, that darach ba, you need more than just niguv, you also need kiluf. Turn around, look at the braisa like this. Hagas, v'hamachas, v'hamashpech, in a gas, which is what we have in the Mishnah, which is the place where they cross the grapes, hamachatz is like a keli they use to take from the bar to the chavis, to pour it into the barrels. And mashbech is the funnel that they use to get into the barrels, into the bottles or barrels, they use a mashbech. So these three things, hagas, v'hamachatz, v'hamashbech, sho'evichavim, rebi mater benigov, v'chacham oisrim. Now these three things are cheres. They're made out of pottery, cheres. And remember, our Mishnah says that everyone agrees cheres, kiluf is not enough, you need, a niguvah is not enough, kiluf is not enough, niguvah is not enough. And here he's actually talking about, there was no zephas, it was plain cheres, but you need really milu v'iru. But it says over here like this, that Rebbe mater ben niguv, it's enough with niguv, chom oisrim, chom oz oser. It's going to be a kasha, because we said in the Mishnah, l'kuli yama cheres is not enough with niguv. Here it says Rebbe's mater ben niguv, the Mishnah will come to that soon. But chom oisrim, chom oz, no, you need milu v'iru. For jogs, cheres jogs, he agrees that's aser in the milu v'iru. My hefesh ben zelaza. What's the difference between the jogs and the gas machatz hamashbech? They're both cheres. What's the difference? My hefesh zelaza. Zeh machnis v'kiyam. Jogs are used for long amounts of time. Wine system for a long time. V'zeh emachis v'kiyam. And this mashbech and gas. It's quickly. You put wine through it quickly. That's the chilah. Viter in the brisa, vishal eitz, it's made out of wood, vishal even, and made out of stone, that's no zephes, inagiv. It's enough with niguv, vim hoyu mezufafim asurim, but if it has pitch, it's also. Now that doesn't sound like our Mishnah. Vrei de Gemara, vatnan, gas shal even, shazof sar vichavim, minagva vitahira. It says in our Mishnah, gas shal even, that with pitch, everyone agrees is enough for niguv. And even eitz, according to Rav, it's enough for niguv. So why is it saying over here that it's also? So the Gemara, Mastisim the loy darach ba. Our Mishnah went out darach ba, and Brayis is the darach ba. The Brayis is talking about the crushed wine, therefore it's worse. So if you have zephes, then it's also because darach ba, like Taka Rav said before, that if you have zephes and you crush it, it's also. What comes out? Our Mishnah is talking about loy darach ba. What does it say in our Mishnah? That by loy darach ba, it says Gashav Shizovsa is Minagva Vehitaira. So we're talking about a case of the what? So our Mishnah is talking about of Loi on Darachba, and this is talking about over here that it's Darachba. So Tav Tai speaks out like this: Hagas Machle Mashbech V'Shal Eisvul Evem Menagvon V'Zeo Tarasam K'She'inim V'Zusaf Amayri and V'Kamam Akminim V'Darachba V'Chavim. Comes out the Bryce is talking about Darachba. Remember, right? The Darachba, and it's talking about but no Mizufafim, right? The Bryce is talking about Nam Mizufafim. It says that if you have Shal Eitz Shal Evin Yenagev, then Moi Mizufafim Asurim. We say, what's the case? Why is it Asur? Teretz is Darachba. So it comes out, Darachba without Zephes, what's the halacha? In our Brysa, they need Niguf. The kasha is, Rava said in the first, we said that there's two lessons of Rava. The first lesson of Rava was that without Zephes and your Darachba, all you need is Hadacha. So it's a kasha, Zephrek Taisvis, Tap Taisvis. Taisvis answers that the Mishnah is talking about a gas of Yisrael. Therefore, if the guy one time did a Darach, it's fine, you could just wash it down. Here we're talking about a gas of a guy, and therefore, if even Darachba without Zephes will need Niguf. Omamar, the beginning of his brisa said, Hagas v'hamachatz v'hamashpech sho'ei v'chavim, talking about all three are made out of cheres, Rebbe mata b'niguf v'chacham oistrim. So here we see even cheres, Rebbe's mata b'niguf, v'chacham oistrim. Break the Gemara, but now tonight we looked at our Mishnah, shal cheres, afa pisha kolafes ha-zephes, harezu ha-asuru. Even though you peeled off the Zephes, it's Osir. Everyone agrees, Cheres is Osir. And all of a sudden over here, we're telling you that Cheres is works beneath, according to Rabbi. So Gemara says, we assumed wrong. We assumed the Sefer was a Kuli Alma. Amar Rava, Sefer demastisim Osir l'Rabbanon. The Sefer of the Mishnah is going according to Rabbanon. That means this halacha at the end of the Mishnah, Shal Cheres, that you have to meal of Iru, is only according to Rabbanon. According to Rabbi, it's Taka, enough, Benigov, even by Cheres. That's what comes out from this Braisa in our Mishnah that says the end, that Kuli Alma needs more, is going Dafka according to the Rabbana. Even though it didn't sound like that in the Mishnah, but that's how we're learning Pshat, that's how Gemara's answering, Seif and Azizim also in the Rabbana. So these are all the halachas, which are not so complicated, but if you want, the article has a chart, but it's pretty simple, all the different levels. Like we said, we have the Tula Shana Sarava, which means without Zephes, with Zephes. And there's Cheres, and three types is Eitz, Evan, and Cheres, and two types of with Zephes, without Zephes. You have Darachba, Loi Darachba. It's a lot of different details, but not so complicated. So, to Gemara Vaita, Darash Rava. Let's say a guy wants a quick job. It's a big job, by the way, to Mekalef Zephes, to peel off all the pitch of things. It takes a few days. And you want to do a run, a nice wine run here. What's the Eitz to kasher the gas immediately? So after tomorrow, Darash Rava, Nava Arsechoi, that you could kasher it by doing Hagala. How do you do Hagala? So Tosfos speaks out, you can't do Hagala by bringing the gas somewhere. It's so big, you can't put it into a pot. So what do you do? So Zok Tosfos, let's read Tosfos a little bit inside. Darash Rava, Nava Arsechoi, Pirish Hegiloi, Hagasis Hagdolim, Mekanam Reitam, the Iroi Kekli Rishoin. Here you see Iroi Kekli Rishoin. The Omah Hacha, the Iroi Machle Tayayin Abalua, but gas. He says, it has to be pouring hot water. You can't put it into a pack de la gila. Even if you go to the Erev Pesach, big pots won't fit in there even. So what's the Eitzah? You have to Iru. And it comes out, he's saying it's the Iru Kli Rishon. We know the Rashbam Shita is that Iru is not, Iru is Kli Sheni. So you have to know what the Rashbam does with the Gemara. One of the Eitzes do with the Gemara is that you lit a fire under the gas and you filled it up with water. So you kashered it in the gas. That would be the Eitzah. I'm this very Yisoyis Dikotosis over here that has huge Yisoyis when you learn Hilchos Shabbos. But Akapanim, this is Rava, sounds like Iru Kli Rishon works over here. Shallow is why? Why is Iru Kli Rishon working according to Rashbam? It could be because you're doing some other things. Ayin Sham B'Taisvis. Others say a different reason, because it's cold. Wine is cold, and therefore you can work with Iru Kli Rishon. Something that's hot, maybe Niagala. It's not a mahalach. How to answer it? Of course, it's a big discussion with Rishonim, not for now. Zog to Gemara Rava, Kehava Meshadda Gulfi L'Arpanya. We should send these Gulfi, his little jugs, to Arpanya with a guy. He wanted to make sure the guy is not going to use it for wine. So he used to make a simen. Sochaflei Apumayu. First of all, he turned it over on its mouth in the sack. V'chosim le'abritzayu. And he made a chesim on the top of the sack. So basically, it was two chesamas. First of all, the jug was upside down. And second of all, he had a chesim on top. Kesava kodovashim chesil akiyim afilu fi shah gozer abonon. Anything that you put something in there even if you give it to a guy, even if you since it's something that machnis lakiyim, we don't want to, we treat it like wine itself. Since it's something you store wine in these jugs, we treat it like wine itself. And we have to have two chesamas when you give it to a guy. Like Rashi says, ksava kol klis machnis lakiyim, afilu im moisha yuchav mele fisha. Gozer berabana, ke yayin atzmai, ke heich leisa shu, we don't want to leave it by a guy for a long time, because then it's almost for sure going to become treif. Now we had in our Mishnah an idea called Nigov. We spoke out, it means Mayim and Efer. What in the world does that mean? Zok to Gemara. But Ma Menagvan, how do you wipe it down? Because Menagvan, the word English word probably means dry. How do you dry it from the wine? So Rav Amar B'Mayim, with the water. Rav Achanan Amar B'Efer, with Efer, with like, it's ashes, which means a type of soap, basically. Rav Amar B'Mayim, B'Mayim L'Efer, has water help take anything out of the, that's absorbed in the pitch. Rav Achanan B'Efer, B'Efer L'Mayim, just put in some ashes, that doesn't want anything. So Rav says, no, they both agree to each other. El Rav on top of Ayin Heim Alf. Now El Rav Amar B'Mayim who is in Efer. You need water and Efer. Rav Achanan Amar L'Efer with L'Mayim. The Efer and you also need Mayim. For Loi Pligin, it's not a Machlokes. Haber Tivsa B'Yavesta. It depends if it's still wet from wine. If it's still wet from wine, you could put an Efer in it because you could scrub it with Efer with the soap because it has some liquid, it has some wine. Mashaike, if it's dry already, so then you first have to put Mayim, then Efer. So like this, if it's wet, you put first Efer and then water. If it's dry, you first put water, then Efer. And l'chayr, you need water afterwards also, because how do you get rid of the Efer? Just like when you start by there, which is what I was going to say in a second. That's what we'll see in the next Gemara as well, a few more lines. Itmar, Bei Rav, B'Shmei de Rav, Amri, Rav hold. So now it's a machlokes, exactly how much you need. We'll see in a second. So Rav says, Amri, Tarti Tlas, that if it's wet, so it's enough with two. You need Efer, then Mayim, because it was already wet. So you put Efer, then Mayim. But if it's dry, you need three. You need mayim to make it wet. You put it in the afer like the soap, and then you put mayim after. That's a tlas. V'shmul amar tlas aboy. Shmul holds, you always need two times afer. So if it's wet, you put an afer, mayim, afer. And you actually put mayim at the end also, but we don't count the last one, the last water, because that's just to wipe away the afer. So Shmul is saying tlas aboy means, tlas means if it's wet with wine, you do Efer, Mayim, Efer. And last Mayim, we don't count. If it's dry, you do Mayim, Efer, Mayim, Efer. And then the last water, we don't count. Which Rashi is bothered by this pshat, because why in Rav do we count the last water? Because Tati Tlas means it's the last water. And in Shmuel, we don't count it. That's what he doesn't like the pshat. This is the pshat we're going with. This is Rav Hashem, hold this pshat. So Rav says Tati Tlas means if it's wet with wine, it's enough two, which is Efer, Mayim. If it's dry, you need mayim, efer, mayim. And shmuel, you need two times efer. So if it's wet, it's efer, mayim, efer. And if it's dry, it's mayim, efer, mayim, efer. And the last mayim, we're not counting. Besura master hachi, bepumadisa master a little different. Master bay, rav amar mishmei, bepumadisa master bay rav, amri shmei the rav, tlas arboi, veshmuel amar bav chamishi, Veloy pligi. Mark choshev mayim basroyim. Mark choshev mayim basroyim. In Pumbedisa, they gyrus a way that Rav and Shmuel don't even argue. They don't argue. Just one is counting the mayim, one's not counting the mayim. And they read it like this. Rav said, everyone agrees to do two times efer. So they say v'shmei the Rav, tlas aboy means that if it's wet, so it's enough for tlas, which means efer, and last mayim don't count. And if it's dry, it's arba, which is mayim, efer, and last mayim don't count. Shmuel says, Abba Chomish, which means you do count the last water. So if it's wet, so it's Efer, Mayim, that's four. And Chomish would mean, in case it's dry, and dry you need Mayim, Efer, then Mayim. So it comes out, Shmuel and Rav don't argue, because they both only need twice Efer, they're just arguing if you're counting the last Mayim when you say the words, Abba Vachomish, or Tlas V'Abba. Loi pligi, my kosher, my basroi, my kosher, my basroi. Lefi Pumbedisa's version, Rav and Shmuel don't even argue. They don't even argue. Because they both hold, you need two times Efer. They don't even argue. Rav and Shmuel don't argue in such a case, because they both hold, you need two times Efer.